Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Number seven is from the Interim Director of the Facilities Management Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to abolish one position of asbestos worker and create one position of carpenter supervisor.
Mr. Wazak, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Go right ahead, Director. Go ahead.
We're looking at just chairman and supervisors. We're looking to do a simple abolish and create to provide a supervision level carpenter supervisor for the noise management program at the airport. The current responsibility of overseeing the inspections and oversight is being performed by the mechanical services manager position from the grounds. Their primary responsibility is out on the grounds, and it's a stretch on the responsibilities to coordinate the program itself.
Any questions of Director Wazak?
I move approval, Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Schimp moves approval. Director Farley, did you want to say something, sir?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Chair?
I heard somebody.
I'm sorry. I had just one question, and that was why the position or the program, if it's internal to the airport, or why isn't it internal to the airport? Why is it within county facilities? It seems to be airport related.
In short, historically, facilities management has had the trades, the carpenters and other trades residing in that department, and stepping back to the old DPW, we for consistency, and since the program was already in place, we continued with the oversight with facilities management carpenters providing that oversight for the airport.
Matt Farley, DOS Director. I wasn't here, but my understanding from the past phases of this program, in phase one of the program, of the noise abatement program, there were some issues about inspections and the work being done to a certain level and making sure it was done appropriately. The solution for that problem was to have the folks in the trades go and be an inspection point to the contractor and the subcontractors doing the work. Part of that solution was to have an existing county employee, a trade supervisor, split their time between the two jobs, but they really were both 40-hour-week jobs. They were both doing a full-time job at the water utility on the county grounds and at the airport doing this. This is recognized, and that person retired in March, late March. And this is looking at what the resources were and recognizing that these are 2 4-hour a week jobs and taking a existing position and redoing it to run that inspection part of the program. And this, we are currently in phase two, I believe, of the noise abatement program, and it's been going well to date, is my understanding.
Okay. I appreciate the explanation. I can understand the history and how it developed, but I guess I've suggest it might be worth looking at whether at this point, if it is in fact now full-time on this project, whether it should be moved more appropriately into the airport.
Chairman Supervisor Lipscomb, informally we've discussed that, and I agree with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a motion for approval for item number 7. Any other comments, questions, concerns? Madam Clerk, if not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Collin.
Aye.
And Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion to approve, 8-0.
Thank you.